Live from a doomsday bunker in the rich black soil of southern Illinois, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your hosts, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned referee, honored herpetologist, retired reptile rodeo clown, and a man who can say the phrase, "Bring me the head of an alligator," in six different languages, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, an inventor of the double stuffed Oreo, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest and leastest, sculptor, water skier, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who can eat spaghetti and meatballs while driving down an interstate highway, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
God, I had to wait to clap a little bit there. That Ringhausen came out a little slow. There you go.
Woo! Lasted as long as the piano. That round of applause. Rick, one of these episodes.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is episode 15, which is the referee's hold.
All right.
Well, explain that to people.
The referee's hold is, and if you've ever watched professional wrestling on television, it's where they just, like, lock up, and they have their arms on the other guy's shoulders.
It's kind of the get start,
yeah.
So, okay, that's what that's called. All right.
What's the move where, like, one guy's on his hands and knees, and the other one's standing next to him with his arm around his belly, just waiting for the referee to blow the whistle and flip him over?
We don't use that kind of language on this show, Rick.
Referee. Really?
That's the starting from the down position.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, like in amateur wrestling, when they first round, they start both wrestlers standing up, and in the second round, they flip a coin. One guy starts out on his knees, and the other guy behind him, and then the third round's the opposite.
Yeah, but you may not get to the third round if you've already lost the first.
You may
two.
Not.
That don't
but
seem fair.
Some guys like the down position because they're really good at escapes, and you get points for that.
Which did you prefer?
It didn't matter. I was losing either way.
he never escaped, and he never threw anybody down.
I didn't know what I was doing. I just wanted to be a part of something.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of like you and your failed sports careers.
Oh, yeah, man. It was awful.
You a starter? Were you a starter?
Yes.
For what position?
What sport?
Well, I know you're a multi-sporter.
Okay. Football.
Halfback and defensive back.
And you started all 4 years
of
high school?
You started both sides of the line? We only had like 30 players, so goodness gracious. And that was including freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and seniors. So, no, I mean, I started.
Okay, Greg, I want you to take this play in for the next play. You're going to play. But don't stay out there. Come back to the bench.
We've had people do that. They just run the play in and come back out. No, I have played a little bit in my sophomore year, but junior and senior started, yeah.
Okay. Basketball?
Guard.
And?
2 years.
You didn't just automatically say center, did you, Alan?
No, I was not a center. Not close. Believe me.
Not many Ringhausen qualify for that position.
The old man could have.
He was quick and shifty.
He was a guard, though, right?
He was really good.
Okay. I had a train of thought, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay, before you get to your train of thought, then let me ask Greg a question.
All right.
High school football.
Yes.
What percentage of teams are having their plays called by the coach on the sideline, and what percentage of them just let the quarterback run the game?
Well, that's sophomore. I called my own plays. I was quarterback.
Whoa.
I was playing quarterback then. When I got to the varsity, I was transferred to.
They saw
halfback.
How you did.
That's the reason why I got to halfback.
And you were calling calling plays?
Yep. But I would say today.
It was pretty much everybody go out for a pass.
Everybody go out.
Yeah, well, this is what we drew it in the dirt. You know, you go here. No, we didn't. We had plays. But today, high school football, 99.9% is called by the coaches. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Do they have radios in their helmets?
No, we got sign language that we used.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us a secret play sign.
This was what was this? This was cover two.
He's patting himself on the head.
Yeah, thank you. It's not hard. It's hard to do it on real. This was called cover two. Actually, I'm sorry. I'm covering, well.
Your scrotum.
Yeah. That's cover two.
With two.
This was Eagle. This was All Out Blitz. It was just different signs we had.
Huh. I'll be darned.
Which one was everybody go out for a pass?
That was All Fingers Up.
So you were calling your own play. So your coach was drunk for most games.
No, he was an older gentleman. He just really didn't care. He didn't want to be there.
Oh, it's like Red Shandy's in the 60s.
Yeah, he was there.
Boys, go out and play baseball. You know what positions.
Bring me a beer.
You know what positions you play. A cold bud. Cold bush.
There you go. All right. Yeah, I went out to dinner. You ever go out to dinner and at a restaurant and you have like a meal, whether it's a steak or you know, whatever it is, it comes to, and it's just like perfect. And it's just like, and it's like, wow.
Wow, yes.
I want to get this every time I come here.
This
because
is a great
this,
meal.
This is perfect. Well, that didn't happen.
Filet of fish, French fries.
It didn't happen the other night. I went out, we were entertaining somebody from out of town, came, and we go to this restaurant and sitting there with Sarah, and I said, yeah, this sounds pretty good. I think I'll get this. She said, that's not the specialty of the house. You should go with the specialty of the house. Whatever restaurant you go to, they have a specialty, you go with that.
Amen.
And that I'm is like, very true.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm thinking that this sounds good.
Follow the wisdom of your wife.
My God, I had to throw half of it away.
Wow.
It was horrible.
You go to a place, Ben's World Famous Barbecue.
I think I'll have the fish sandwich.
Yeah, bring me a fish. You got a trout?
A trout.
Barbecued trout.
You ever taking like your friends or family out to a special, you're going to a special meal, pick a restaurant, and it's just terrible. Everything about it's terrible. You end up apologizing through the whole thing.
I don't know that I've been that far.
No. I don't think so.
Well, where did this happen to you? Obviously, it's on your mind.
Well, it was upstairs in the kitchen, but
yeah, well, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
No, I've not had.
I don't think I've ever.
Okay. Yeah, you talk about a specialty. So Rick and I
have what kind of specialty?
Are at this local high school, where later in the evening they're going to have a professional wrestling match, but we went there earlier to play ping pong. With a guy who claimed to
Terry Stroud.
It wasn't Terry Stroud. It was Emmett somebody.
Carnes?
I don't know what his name last name was.
Doesn't matter. He wasn't the world's greatest ping pong player.
He was not. We put him in his place. We both beat him soundly, and he hung his head in shame. But we came out of the school, and we're standing outside talking about how good we were. And
so who came by?
Okay. Bulldog Bob Brown pulls up in a car.
Yeah. Famous wrestler from Wrestling in the Chase.
He just had his trunks on?
St. Louis.
And he pulls up in a real gruff voice, says, we're going to get a good fish sandwich. And we're right across from, you know, a restaurant is famous for their fish sandwiches.
It's gone now. But
and yeah, it's gone now. But Emmett says, well, there's a place just up the road about 5 miles that serves delicious German food. I don't want no German food. I want a fish and a beer. I thought he was going to get out of the car and beat up Emmett.
That would have been pretty good.
That would have been great.
You should have popped Bulldog $10. I bet he would have.
I think he
Bulldog
would
give you $10.
I'll put pay for your fish sandwich if you kick the crap out of this guy.
You didn't have to kick crap out of him. Just put him on the ground.
Yeah. He says he's a better wrestler than you.
He thought he was a better ping pong player than us, and we had to put him on the ground.
That was the day they didn't have, Google Maps. I wonder how he got to that place.
Oh, he found that
in Hardin, Illinois?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
But, yeah.
That's a great wrestling name, though.
Bulldog Bob Brown?
Yep.
The only one better is Dick the Bruiser.
That was
fantastic.
That was the man.
What was your wrestling name?
Allie the Loser.
That's good.
Although I'm changing my nickname now.
Okay.
And it's because, okay, our other brothers were
the lesser brothers.
Yes, the lesser ones were dabbling in real estate a little bit, and they decided to sell their one of their rental properties.
When you say one, The only one.
Yeah, anyway. And I have a friend who runs a real estate business. So
go ahead and take it, Greg.
What? No, I'm just listening.
I have a friend.
It's not me.
You don't have friends.
Okay, there we go. I have this friend who operated a real estate business, so I hooked him up, my brothers up with him, you know, because I said, well, he'd probably sell it for you. So he sells it pretty quick and sends Brother Dennis this text message that he had sold the property, and this was the amount that each one of them would get.
$600,000.
And I said, now text Matt back and say that Allie says that he should throw in his commission as a gesture of goodwill. And you know, at the time I was wearing an eye patch, and you know, I was having some facial difficulties. He responded back to Dennis, tell one-eyed Jack to stay the hell out of it.
That's pretty good.
So my new nickname's gonna be one-eyed Jack.
One-eyed Jack.
I like that. What do you think?
That's not bad.
Yeah. And then I could wear like a jacket with one of the one-eyed Jacks. I don't know which. What are the two one-eyed Jacks?
That's a good question.
In the deck of cards.
The Jack of Spades and the Jack of Diamonds.
You don't know that. You're just taking a shot
in
the dark.
That would be pretty good.
Look it up.
I am.
Okay. What, and which did you say? Jack of Spades, Jack of Diamonds?
Jack of Diamonds.
Okay. We'll find out here in just a second. But I think I could wear a jacket. You know, it's one of those ones. Call myself One-Eyed Jack. Yeah. People think, you know, like I'm a gambler, maybe. It sounds like kind of a tough name, I think.
You can have one with the Joker on it.
It comes up with all kinds of...
The Joker? I don't want the Joker.
He's a Batman villain. He's pretty... He's like a bigger thing than Batman.
Yeah, I know, and I don't get it. That guy... Who was the guy, the actor that played the Joker?
Kurt Cobain.
It was not Kurt Cobain, but he is dead.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. I never got that. I didn't think... You know, they gave him an Academy Award for it. Didn't they?
Yeah, it was John Lennon.
Well, you got one right, Rick.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
He was just guessing anyway, Greg.
I know, but you got one right. You got one wrong. The red was wrong.
And if you're following our podcast, the previous episode, before the referee's hold, was the Louisiana leg toss.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
That sounds pretty cool. Last week, Louisiana.
Let's see that. Got a picture of it?
Leg toss.
Oh, this is the guy giving it to the alligator. Usually in these little pictures, it's the alligator running the show.
Uh-huh. Giving it to the alligator, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds wrong in so many ways. Okay, so.
Yes. Hey, did you know that there's a reptilian cult out there?
What do you mean, reptilian cult?
Well, it all started, innocently enough, with this lady on an airplane, and she was in the back row, and she started coming up the aisle screaming, let me off this plane, let me off this plane, that guy back there is not real, and he's going to kill us all, let me off this plane. So they did stop the plane. She was had a lot of cussing in there in between.
They stopped the plane, just pulled over?
They just taxied
they
back.
They put on the air brakes?
They taxied back to the canopy.
Oh, they never made it off the ground.
No.
Okay.
So anyway, so people were looking into this, why she was so scared about this guy she was sitting by. Well,
she was sitting next to Samuel L. Jackson.
No, that was close. But he had a green...
Snakes on a plane.
I got you.
Okay.
But he had a green jacket on. And evidently this lady listens to this podcast. Nice shot, but it was a hoodie. So she thought he was a lizard. And that was part of the reptilian cult, that this guy was going to kill her and everybody on the plane because he was truly a lizard. He's not what he was. She kept saying, he's not
Jim
what he
Morrison's
really is.
Dead.
No, I know. This is true. If you look it up,
So there's a lizard cult now?
Yes. No, a reptilian. And the main person that...
That's right, Jack. Lizards are reptiles.
Yeah, I know. But
you're telling a herpetologist.
Yeah, so quit messing with me. But Lady Gaga is the one they think is the leader of the reptilian cult.
It's the Church of Gaga?
No, it's just the fact that she changes her appearance all the time. So they think that she's related to this reptilian cult.
I think chameleons are part of the reptile world.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, she changes her appearance constantly.
Yes.
She doesn't refer to herself as the chameleon.
No, but
that
I mean,
sounds
this,
like a Batman villain.
This is
too.
What this cult said.
That's
she
Boy
is.
George.
Yeah. Boy, that's a name from the past.
Hey, Karma Chameleon.
But there's this lady that has a podcast that is a true believer in reptilians.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're not promoting somebody else's podcast.
No, we're not, because I don't know her name, so we're not.
All right.
So, but she's had a few viewers, and they truly believe what's going on. So
does
just,
she have more listeners than
does she
the
have,
Ringhausen
does
brothers?
Does she have 20 listeners?
She yeah. had 37. But she must get her point across because they really believe in what's going on. Now, I don't know how many listeners she had, but
I wonder how many other reptile podcasts there are out there.
Reptilian.
I mean, we're covering
cult.
We're covering the alligator
wrestling.
There could also be a lizard podcast.
You never know who's
the lizard
listening.
King.
There could be a skink podcast.
Is that your reference to Jim Morrison?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That they call him the Lizard King.
Lizard King. Well, he said that during a concert. I am the Lizard King.
See, he is could that be, where that came from? I didn't know where that came
hey,
from.
That, see, he could be in that cult. You never
know. He was stoned, right?
No.
No, he wasn't a member of the Rolling Stones.
He might have been drunk.
Oh, he was stoned. That guy was stoned his entire professional career, I think.
Do you know that Jim Morrison's dad was an admiral in the U.S. Navy?
And he had nothing to do with his family.
If you go on...
Like on his albums, yeah. He says that he had no family. He was an orphan.
Woo.
If you go to San Diego, what's the big island just off San Diego where the Biltmore is?
Oh.
San Diego where the Biltmore is.
Yeah, that big mansion where they filmed Some Like It Hot.
Oh, you're talking about
the hotel.
Yeah.
Coronado.
Yeah.
Right.
Coronado Island.
Hotel
there
Del Coronado.
Coronado Island. You go drive around Coronado Island. There is Admiral James Morrison Street on that.
No
island.
Kidding.
Yeah. Jim Morrison's dad.
I think we need to go out there.
Did
and
you
make
say
sure.
Jim Morrison's dad or Jim Morrison's dad?
Both.
Okay.
Greg, we need a commercial.
We do need a commercial. Desperately.
So I'm up and going here. Okay, so today's episode is brought to you by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. Do you spend a night after night covering your ears, listening to your favorite dog hack, gag, and cough? I guess so. Well, suffer no longer. Or more accurately, have your dog suffer no longer. Give Fido one of Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops and watch him quiet right down. Cannolis come in one of three flavors that dogs love: black cherry, soothing menthol, and a baby rabbit. I think he goes after baby rabbit the most. Before you know it, you'll be watching TV in peace while your dog lays at your feet, quietly sucking a cannoli. I can't believe I'm reading this. Cannolis Canine Cough Drops. When your dog's coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. Thank you for letting me read that.
He's sucking on a cannoli.
Yeah.
Why would a dog like black cherry or menthol?
You asked this the last time. This
we did, yes. And you have to ask the sponsor that.
The answer is that they just do.
Woo. The research is there, huh?
Why do you like menthol? Just
get bent, man.
Why do you like menthol in your cigarettes?
Yeah, you know, I did smoke cigarettes, but I never did menthol.
You never did menthol?
No.
That was the only thing I could handle.
Salem?
Salem Lights.
Ooh, even Lights.
Those are women's you know what's cigarette. The difference? You smoked women's cigarettes. Salem Light.
What
okay.
That's what you smoked?
Okay, okay. But
Greg smoked Camels.
If you had a pack of Salem
no,
Lights and
can't.
You're like in a bar yeah. And who's more likely to come up and ask for a cigarette? Some burly dude who likes Viceroy's and
chick.
Marlboros or some lovely young lady?
So,
Excuse me, Allie, can I?
Here's
have
the picture.
Cigarette?
Alan lights two cigarettes, you know, takes one out and sticks it in her mouth.
Yeah.
That's how he met his wife.
Sarah.
Sarah came up and said, hello. Is that menthol? Yes, it is, baby.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever called another human being baby.
No. I don't think so.
Hey, baby. That ain't happening.
Yeah.
No. Except maybe my children. Oh, you're a cute little baby.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh, boy. So, Aunt Red smoked what cigarette? A lot.
Was Benson it Salem? Hedges, menthol hundreds.
It was might have been Salem.
Hey, she did smoke Salem.
I think she did. But she caught.
Surprised she didn't burn down the packing shed.
Oh, my.
We're talking about our aunt, Lee LeMay.
See, loves. Other smokers. What did Uncle Al smoke?
Uncle Camel, non-filters.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a man cigarette.
With a can of Bush and listening to the local baseball team.
Man's man.
That's
what,
Uncle Ken.
What did you smoke?
What did I?
Yeah.
Viceroy.
Viceroy?
Yeah.
Is that the one where you get a black eye?
No, that was Vincent. No.
No.
That was Tarrington.
Yeah, Tarrington. That's
Tarrington. I'd rather fight than switch.
Yep.
You have a black eye.
Didn't see me smoking.
If I was
that
getting
one.
Beat up for smoking, I'd switch. Give me one of them. That's the rough chick down at the end of the bar. Give me one of them Tarrantons.
Come and get it, baby.
You're going to have to switch to a different brand because I'm smoking all of these. Where'd you get that black eye, Allie? This girl at the bar beat me up last night.
Black eye, man.
I was sitting here wondering how many times you've had that question asked of you in your life.
What's that?
What girl beat you up in a bar?
Oh, that.
One eye, Jack.
Wow.
Mercy. I was out at the farm. You know, out at the farm, we're having trouble with groundhogs. Do you know that Brad, our brother, has been trying to shoot this groundhog that's been...
Which is perfectly legal.
Yeah, it is. There's nothing wrong with this.
Absolutely.
The only thing wrong with
I'm just pointing this out because we're reverting back to trying to kill things again, okay? Go ahead.
I'm just telling you what happened. I'm an eyewitness reporter of this sort of thing.
Witness on.
Oh, thank you. You know that Brad has shot at this thing like 7 times?
At least.
And missed a groundhog.
Maybe it's just a really tough hog.
He says that you don't have the sight set right on that gun.
He's wrong. They are dead on.
I went out there yesterday. I was going to shoot.
Did you shoot it? Did you shoot Rick?
I saw him, yeah.
Did you shoot
He's a crafty one.
He's wily.
He is a crafty whistle pig.
Before I could draw a bead on him, he ducked back under the steps of the porch.
Oh, man, it's under the house.
So he's got like another hole.
Our listeners are wondering where we grew up, like Dog Patch, USA.
Oh, no, just outside St. Louis. Hey, man.
Doesn't say much.
In the wilds.
Yes.
You know,
out in the woods.
It's got an escape spot under the other side of the porch. So I had Brad go up to smoke it out with a stick, and I was going to pop it when it came out. But it turns out it had another
exit,
and it disappeared, and we didn't get it.
Yeah, they always have an escape route.
More
you know,
than
what
one.
Was what I found interesting was Brad going up with a stick to poke that out. And his last words as he's going up, don't shoot me.
Well, I was thinking the same thing.
You know what you should do? Smoke it out. Remember when we were kids and the neighbors
smoke bombs?
Had those gopher smoke bombs? I mean, they were big around, and you'd throw them down into like a groundhog hole, and eventually the groundhog would come out and you'd shoot it. But what I remember is we were playing army, you know, it's what we did back then, and we threw one of those into the old outhouse behind the neighbor's packing shed and caught it on fire.
Fire, yeah. Set it on fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
That happens.
Yes.
I can't remember setting the barn at Ware's on fire with fireworks, too.
Yeah, but I don't think we told our parents about that.
I guess now we have.
Maybe.
I remember you setting the orchard on fire accidentally.
You've told this bad story too many times.
Was that with the...
I'm just talking about fires, man.
Is that when your dad came to the rescue?
Yeah, just
go ahead and tell it.
I don't need to tell it again. I ain't going to tell it.
Spraying the orchard, applying chemicals. I was a licensed pesticide applicator back in the day. And... you have the bags of the chemicals that you pour into the sprayer, and they're in a pile, and I was going to get rid of them by burning them, disposing of them safely, as pursuant to my pesticide training course. And turned out it was a windy day, and it blew the fire into the weeds around the trees and set the orchard on fire.
And Dennis and I show up, see the smoke, pull up there, and Rick is running around frantically with an old burlap bag trying to put out this grass fire, And Dennis and I are kind of standing there watching. He's just like screaming, "Help me! Help me!"
No, no. This is absolutely not true.
And so we kind of start stomping on it. About this time, Dad comes driving by with another tractor and orchard sprayer behind it. And as he's driving through, he just turns the sprayer on and puts it all out and just keeps driving. Didn't even look back at us. Like he was ashamed that these were his children, that they were this stupid.
Did you have the other tank sprayer with you?
Yeah.
Was it full?
Yeah, but it didn't have a gun. Okay, for people who don't know about orcharding, the sprayer that you spray the apples with fans out. It's a round tank, and it's got like 10 nozzles on each side.
And like an airplane propeller type blower.
A giant fan. And you drive down the row of the orchard, and it blows the chemicals out on both sides and sprays trees on each side of you. It will not just put out an orchard fire because it's got a giant fan in it. It will just blow it more. So there.
Do I have time to tell my orchard sprayer story?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Since we were kind of out in the middle of nowhere, you would fill your sprayer tank. It was like a 300-gallon tank. Yeah. But we had farm ponds at various locations, and you'd have a pump there, and you'd pump water out of the pond into this spray tank. And so I was doing this one day, and had the tractor parked right alongside the pond, and it was filling up with water, and I had to go over to the shed. I'd ran out of a particular applicant material, and so I had to go to a neighboring shed to get it out. I went into the shed to get the bag of chemicals, and when I stepped back out, the tractor, which I'd left running, had rolled down the bank and was now in the middle of the pond.
Still running?
Still running. It was a diesel tractor, so until you get over the air breather, the exhaust, a diesel engine will keep running. But I'm like, oh, this is probably not good.
No, not a good day.
So, and I knew I had to do something before Dad, came by. So
it's always tractor and sprayer parked in the middle of a pond.
Well, and the other thing is that sprayer hadn't filled all the way, so now it's buoyant and
it's floating.
It's floating behind the tractor that's in the middle of the pond running. So I shut the pump off, and there was only one thing to do, and that was to wade out into the pond and climb up on the tractor. So here I am. I'm like, man, I'm going to drive this out of here. I'm going to get out scot-free. Nobody's ever going to know.
Oh, yeah. I can see that work.
I mean, I'm halfway across the pond, heading towards the bank, and here comes Dad driving by. But he doesn't stop. He doesn't even say anything. I just see him shake his head and drive on by.
Did you get out of the pond?
I drove right out. Drove right up the bank on the other side.
My other idiot son.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder how many times he's done that in his life.
But how many had to shake his head over, these guys are dumb.
Well, yes, in at least four.
You haven't talked about Brad's orchard episode or anything.
We don't have time for that.
Well, that's probably true.
Is it that time?
Pretty darn close. Did we already do a commercial?
Yes.
Yeah, we did a commercial.
Okay, are we going to have to edit a whole bunch of the sections of this edition out?
Why would we do that?
I know we never do.
No, sounds good to me.
Well, then I think
we're... And let me tell you something. No groundhogs were harmed in the course of this program.
Now,
Brad and I did not shoot a single groundhog.
I believe that. the story we could tell is about which one of them our brothers got run over by one of Greg's brothers.
Dennis.
Oh, is that Dennis? Yeah. Dennis got run over. Yeah. Okay.
Take it, Greg.
Our brother got run over by Greg's brother.
I wasn't there.
You weren't even there?
No, I was down in Basstown. Huh. It's another town close, very small town.
Take it away, Alan, quick.
We don't have time for that story.
Yeah, you do. Well,
okay. Cousin Bruce, brother Bruce to Greg,
yes,
was out there driving the tractor, and Bruce drove the tractor at one speed.
Wide open.
That's right.
Yep. Same way he drove car.
And yes. Dennis was a young fellow on his bicycle, had a Stingray bicycle, and we would ride our bikes from the house over to our neighbor Chuck, another kid, but we'd ride through the orchard. All you had to do is cross the road and off you go.
Easy peasy.
Bruce is coming down the road on the 544 International, fastest tractor we got. At the same time, Dennis is crossing the road. Bam. Bruce runs over him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Right in the road.
I'd come out for Dennis.
It was a lot of crying. But I don't think it didn't damage anything on him.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So. Passed right over him.
Yeah. I think Bruce stopped, picked him up, carried him over to the house. He was crying stuff.
And
Dad said, well, Dennis. It seems to be okay. Bruce picked up Dennis.
Bruce wasn't crying.
Bruce was not crying.
No.
And Dad said, seems all right. Get back out there. Yeah.
Get going.
Okay.
Off he went. He may have shook his head a little bit about Bruce running over.
Yeah. But I'm sure he did.
But yeah, let's go.
Yeah, a few back Bruce.
All right. We are officially out of time now. So until next time, see you later from
Rick Gator.
Greg Gator.
Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour, brought to you by Heaver's Coffee. One cup and you'll be a heaver forever. By Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Federation. See you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network.